Sabrina Carpenter, a tune called Coincidence. 24 minutes to 9 o'clock on a Thursday morning. And wow, I have mentioned to you, the idea of receiving a gift is so special. And around this time of year, thoughts turn towards gifting. You know, whether it's for Christmas or you know, saying thanks to the team that has worked so hard during the year, or just generally, you know, kind of, I like you, I love you, I care for you, and here's a little gift. Well, out of the blue the other day, I was sitting in the reception side of our studio in the Lifestyle Center with a whole bunch of our team around me, and a chap arrived carrying a gift beautifully wrapped with a ribbon around it, and everyone thought, hey, what's going on here? And he was a delivery professional. With the gift in his hand was addressed to me. And I thought, what the? I said, oh, you must be joking. Is it ticking? He said, no, it's not ticking. I said, well, you can't be too sure these days. Can't be too careful. Anyway, bottom line is, I said, who on earth could be sending me a gift? He said, it must be from your wife. And it was a bit embarrassing because my wife was sitting next to me. And it definitely wasn't from my beloved Sue. But it was indeed a gift from a company called Get Gifted. And I thought, how flipping clever is this? Beautifully wrapped in the box were little jars of treats of every description. And I thought, man, whoever came up with this idea is a genius. And she's in the studio with me right now. Her name is Sarah. Welcome to the morning show.
Morning, Dave. How are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm even better because when, you know, your gifts bring such a joy. And is this your company?
Is this
your
dream? Yes.
You've dreamed up this company from where?
I actually started in gifting in Joburg. Then I moved down to Belito. And gifting has always been my passion since I was a young rodent running around my parents' house.
Because it's better to give than to receive.
Exactly. And I'm not exactly the kind of person that I receive a gift and I go, oh, this is wonderful. I love giving gifts. And creating unique gifts is more important to me than actually receiving a gift.
Well, that gift that you sent me, which was brilliant, by the way. I mean, it really was. It hit the mark every time. It just made me smile. It's so clever. A box with little mini mason jars full of treats, and it's like a warm hug, you know, it's just so cool. So what else do you send out if a client is looking for something? Do you have suggested gifts, or how does it work?
Okay, so basically I take a brief from the client. So if they are looking for something, for argument's sakes, they're looking for a teacher appreciation gift, I don't just go and buy lotions and potions and bath salts. I put something together with little puns and sayings that, it racks my brain at 3 a.m. But I do that and then I put it all together, just beautifully packaged. So all the senses basically are alerted to, there's something divine, there's something tasty, there's something that smells nice, there's something that looks beautiful, something that you can actually touch and feel, not just lotions and potions.
It's wonderful because it is, in fact, you're quite right. That's the experience. The entire package is the joy. Beautifully, the one that I receive is beautifully wrapped, and straight away it's like magic. You know, you get a gift that's beautifully wrapped with a ribbon, and then you start you open it up, and there's things. It's not just, you know, there's a little card. It's just gorgeous. So in other words, it has a feeling that it is, it's not simply, let's buy something off the internet and send it along anonymously, that kind of thing. No. This has got a personal touch, and I think that is the difference.
I think that is the biggest difference. That sets us apart from, for argument's sake, your net florists, your standard issue. Instead of going to the shops, buying the paper bag, the tissue, it just makes it so much more personal. And if you speak to clients, they don't want something that's just there. They want something that is more the passions of the people, of the person that they're going to
choose. It's the experience, isn't it?
It really is.
Everyone's looking for something different, and your gifts are very different, which is cool. You handle the whole process, don't you?
I mean, yes, I do.
You literally from brief to delivery. So it's a one-stop shop, and deal done. How does it work? If I want to now engage your services, to walk me through it.
Okay, so first of all, you can either email me on getgifted, getshirty I can't remember my own email address, but I normally use my personal email address.
Well, which is what?
Which is sarahvansale90@gmail.com.
Sarah with an H. S-A-R-A-H, Vansale, V-A-N-Z-Y-L, all one word, 90@gmail.com.
Yeah, or you can contact me on my cell phone, 063-938-0580.
Yeah, you don't have to write that down with lipstick on the windshield because, you know, this is going up as a podcast. So just give us that number again.
063-938-0580.
So now you've got two ways of contacting my very special guest, Sarah Naish, and she will make your day because your problem, I mean, the problem, what to give someone that's got everything or what to give someone that you don't know particularly well or, you know, just about anything you can think of. Well, she takes care of it. You give her the brief. You tell her who it's for. You tell her what you want to spend. And on that subject, what is the kind of average price deal?
The average price, but it all depends on what you put, want to put in your box or in your gift box. If you want a small one, we can do a small one for $150. If you want to do a large gift for $1,000+, that's absolutely possible.
So you want to send her a really lovely bottle of whatever floats your boat to someone sort of special. It will arrive, and you know, straight away the gift is cool, but the way it comes, that just makes it special. And that's really where we are with this Get Gifted concept. I think it's fantastic. It's a proudly Belito initiative as created entirely by Sarah Naish, and I think that you should support local initiatives like this because, well, I mean, firstly, her products, her service is really good. And secondly, we want to support local businesses that are good and make sure that they thrive because it makes our economy so much stronger. So there it is. This will be up as a podcast shortly. You'll be able to get all the information if you weren't able to write down Sarah's number or her email address. It's there on the podcast for Get Gifted. And take all the fuss away from the festive season. It's going to be a big one. And I think you get ahead of the curve, get hold of Sarah, discuss who you want to send your special gift or gifts to, and she can get cracking. Thank you so much for joining me in the morning.
And
thank you for the lovely gift.
Oh, you're so welcome, David. It's such a pleasure doing it for you.
You made my day. And the morning show continues.